I'm Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. You might not have guessed it, but Doc Watson spent much of the 1950s playing electric guitar in a country and western dance band. In 1960, he followed the advice of folk music promoter Ralph Rinsler and switched to playing acoustic guitar and banjo exclusively. Soon thereafter, just as the folk music revival was sweeping college campuses, he appeared on his first recording, Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's, and his career took off. Doc talked about this time in an interview with David Holt for the Legacy Box set.
When did you understand that there were just thousands of young people out there copying your style, trying to learn what you were doing on the guitar?
I began to learn that in the 60s when I was still doing the folk festivals and coffee houses.
Were you surprised about that, to see that?
I couldn't believe it. You'd go on the stage and there'd be anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people out there. And some of the bigger colleges, you know, where they have the folk festivals. And you'd go on the stage and sit down and you could, if it hadn't been for traffic noise and other sounds, you could have heard a pin drop with the audience. I mean, they were there to listen what you were doing.
Well, in these concerts we've been doing, you know, here so many years later, it's exactly the same thing.
I know, and isn't that gratifying when you go on the stage and people do that? If you got any good notes, you're liable to find them.
A lot of people wonder why you didn't try for mainstream success. You certainly have the voice, you've got the chops on the instrument.
Merle asked me one time, he said, Dad, what do you think about going commercial? This was after we had fairly decent success with the album Memories, you know, and some good shows we'd played on time or two.
Right.
And I said, son, I don't think I want any part of that rat race. He said, that's my sentiments, exactly. I don't either. He said, good.
What is it about the old-time music that you like so much?
It's down to earth, has things to say. It kind of takes me back to memories of when I was a boy, the way people were, the feeling that was back then.
Go with me, little homie, and away we will go. We'll go and get married.
You can learn more about Doc Watson and other musical legends from along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina by visiting BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road till you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.